Are you desiring transformation in your life? Spiritual renewal and growth in your walk as a follower of Jesus? This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Lisa Bishop. This week, we're wrapping up our series on the power of prayer, and today I want to talk about one of my favorite prayers. It's from Psalm 139, starting with verse 23, and it says this: "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I love this prayer of David. He invites God to investigate his life and to put his life and actions to the test, to know his every thought, examining not just his outward conduct, but what he thinks about. If God were to examine your thoughts, what would he find? What passes through your mind? What occupies your imagination and memory? What thoughts do you dwell on? Anxious thoughts, fearful thoughts, self-defeating thoughts, sinful thoughts? Most of us let our thoughts run wild when God tells us to hold our thoughts captive to him, which essentially means our thoughts should align with God's thoughts. Philippians 4:8 gives us guidance on the thoughts to entertain. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any moral excellence, and if there's any praise, dwell on these things. The mind is super powerful, and it's been said that the direction of your thoughts determine the direction of your life. And David gives God an open invitation to try his thoughts to ultimately see if they stand the godly test. David invites God to test him. You can hear the desire in David's words. He wants his life to reflect that of a man following hard after God, to rid himself of anything that is offensive to God, and to walk in integrity as a man who loves Jesus. And if you know the story of David, you know he didn't live a perfect life, and neither do we. If we're honest, there are parts of our lives that we let God into and other parts that have a do not disturb sign. Yet here is David inviting God into every nook and cranny of his life because his ultimate desire was to live a life fully pleasing to the Lord. Now that's the kind of life that will ultimately bring us the greatest joy and fulfillment. If you want to experience transformation in your life and a greater intimacy with God, invite the Holy Spirit to lovingly point out those things in your life that are hindering you from living the life to the fullest in Jesus, one that honors and pleases him. Thanks for joining me this week. Remember to tune in to Walking Worthy in the Workplace and Life. It's a podcast we have here at the Christian Working Woman, and you can find that at iTunes or by going to our website at christianworkingwoman.org.